This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Andrew Berry, 1 o'clock today, right here on 92.3, the Fannies at the Combine. We were going to carry that live and have instant reaction during Baskin and Phelps. So we'll have some fresh audio to reply to tomorrow. Daryl Ryder is in for Ken Carman today. And, oh, by the way, your Cavaliers have the best record in the NBA. If you're just waking up today, Oklahoma City lost last night in a tight one. Down the stretch, big defensive play. Down the stretch against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And so here we are on top of the NBA world on February 25th, 216-474-0092. We will get to the Cleveland Browns coming up 15 minutes from now because plenty of Matt Stafford speculation, especially heating up in Indy at the Combine. Daryl, we have been talking about the passing of Larry Dolan. Now, this did get a lot of people wondering if this means that the Guardians, who right now there is a minority ownership right. by David Blitzer.
Yes.
And it's not his group, right? It's David Blitzer. Because he has a sports group that also has stake in other, don't they have other baseball?
Yeah, well, he's part of the Washington Commanders ownership group. He, I think, has the New Jersey Devils, maybe the Sixers. He's got a bunch of
properties.
He is the primary minority owner of the Guardians. Matt Colig, Colig Companies, Colig Racing, Colig Media, is also a minority owner of the Guardians. He's part of, like, the Blitzer group of the, you know what I'm saying? So eventually here, in the next couple of years, Blitzer will be taking over as the majority owner of the Cleveland Guardians.
I just saw there was speculation, especially yesterday with the news, that this could expedite the process, that, you know, Paul might have been waiting, while Larry Dolan was still alive, that they were going to hold on to the franchise. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that. I do know that when Blitzer acquired the minority stake in the ball club, part of the agreement included the option for Blitzer to take majority control of it. So now, whether or not the passing of Larry Dolan will expedite that process, I know the Blitzer group had a lot of feelings about the ballpark renovations and some of the areas of focus is for that project. I will tell you this, that once the team does officially change hands and Blitzer becomes the majority owner, I would look for some other things to move forward, possibly where the parking garage is, which the Guardians now own, the Gateway East Garage between the ballpark and the Rocket Arena. The Guardians took control of that last July as part of their lease extension. They could potentially do a development by Progressive Field there. The Guardians, I don't know if people understand, they actually own the land that borders that garage in East 9th Street. They've owned that for a few years now.
So that wasn't a gateway?
No, that little plot of land right there with the trees and the park and the benches and all that, that actually the Guardians bought that a few years ago because they were beginning the plans of, hey, we could build like a ballpark village like we're seeing all throughout baseball, right? The Washington Nationals have one. St. Louis Cardinals have one. The Atlanta Braves, when they moved into their new ballpark a few years ago, they built one as part of that project. This is the new thing. I mean, we know what the Browns are trying to do in Brook Park with their development next to the Dome. So this is kind of part of the new. It's no longer just about building stadiums for these owners.
Sure.
It's about you're building the adjoining development. So I think that there's some other things that maybe the Dolans didn't want to get into right away. And it's all positive stuff. But I think that you could see some other, you know, Blitzer do some other things adjoining properties and things like that related to the ball club.
You know, we're talking legacy, and I find it really, really fascinating that when I think, this is me, when I think of Indians / Guardians in my lifetime, I think of a team that overachieved for most of my life. Yeah, the 90s teams should have won at least one World Series. So, you know, you could say that by and large, there was some underachieving there, even though those were my favorite teams in my life. And I still will look back fondly after all these years.
By the way,
you know,
I got
back to that era.
I got to correct myself real quick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was 6 years. So you're looking at 2028 when the transition, because they bought into them in 22. So it's 6 years. I apologize.
All right. So I've always thought of them as overachievers, especially with the influx of the local TV money in New York and LA and how much more money those teams get to wheel and deal, how, you know, teams like the Guardians and our market size, they just don't spend. And we can have a conversation, maybe it's not a different day, maybe it's today, about whether or not you think that's because those ownership groups around baseball are hoarding money. That's what I've seen. Some Ken Rosenthal and some of the national
Pirates
reporters.
Owners are accused of it. The A's owners are accused of it. The Marlins owners are accused of it. In fact, I think I saw something where the Marlins need to actually spend some money, or else they're going to
violate the floor.
Well, yeah, they'll violate the floor, and a clause in the collective bargaining agreement will be exercised by the PA for a grievance process for not spending money.
But I have just looked at the way that this team has always been not only just competitive, but the fact that they have been the envy of the Major League Baseball. And it's always really been the Rays and the Guardians over the last how many years, that there's a reason so many of your front office members have been poached, because they do it the right way. They do it the best way for the resources. And so that's how I will always look at the Dolans. But yet I talk to people, I have friends that they have the exact opposite take. They feel like, you know, the Dolans have held them back, that they've hoarded money for themselves. And, you know, we're just all debating the books, of which none of these teams really open up their books ever. So it's a tough spot that baseball puts us in, that we have to even have those arguments.
What's interesting is when the Dolans took the team over back in, I think it was 2001, if I remember correctly, or no, it was in 2000, because they won the division in 2001. It was the last year of that glory, the 90s dominance, right? The organization transitioned, right? Because they were finding hitters left and right in the 90s. And they built their team offensively, and then kind of occasionally they develop a pitcher, right? Remember the Jarrett Wright whole thing? They could have traded Jarrett Wright for Pedro Martinez, and they decided not to do it because of how good Wright was in the 97 World Series, and hindsight being 2020, they should have traded for Pedro. They should have done a lot of things in the 90s that they didn't do, but they shifted from the bats to the pitching, and then look at all the Cy Young Award winners they developed over the years, right? The franchise, Sam McDowell was the only Cy Young Award winner for the franchise in team, and then they shift to this pitching focus because they realized, hey, to be competitive in Major League Baseball, you got to have good pitching. And so that's where they invested their drafting and developing resources in arms. And it started with CC Sabathia back in 1999 when he was drafted and he became a Cy Young winner. Cliff Lee, Corey Kluber, just finding guys and developing them. And so that was a major organizational shift. But as we've gone down the line, going back to Hank Peters back in the late 80s when Richard Jacobs bought the then Cleveland Indians, they were the laughingstock of baseball, obviously the genesis of Major League and all that, right? Hank Peters developed John Hart. John Hart developed Mark Shapiro. Mark Shapiro developed Chris Antonetti. Chris Antonetti developed Chernoff. You see what I'm saying? And so it's such an impressive feat. And I give the most credit I give the Dolans, aside from the fact that they consistently field a quality product, even though they don't spend like the big boys because they're millionaires in a billionaire's game, is that they're stable. And they basically, they hire smart people to run the operation, and they step back and the most controversial thing, obviously, that has happened under their ownership was the name change. That was a very difficult thing for them to
do.
And
I think that's going to be part of the legacy of this family as well. We're running out of time in this segment, but that's a whole other can of worms to get into. I mean, we could do 3 hours.
All I know is all the people said they were never going to a Cleveland baseball game again. A lot of people went to Cleveland baseball games last season. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the fabric of the community, and whatever you call them.
Would you rather them be the Guardians, or the Cleveland Guardians, or would you rather be them the Nashville whatever they'd be,
or the Indians and lose with another ownership group?
Yeah.